This is episode 2 of Hawkeye on Hawkeye, our podcast about Hawkeye, the Disney Plus series. I'm Mark Hawkeye Lewis.
I'm Michelle Rodriguez, nothing related to Hawkeye.
And you can hear superhero. Us weekday mornings on New Country 96.3, KSCS Radio in Dallas-Fort Worth. If you're unfamiliar with us, that's where we come from. But, you know, as we said on episode 1, just seemed proper that someone named Hawkeye should have a podcast about the Hawkeye Disney series.
How often does that happen?
Not very often. Not very often.
Where a superhero is named after a radio host. So obviously we had to take advantage of the opportunity. And let me tell you, it has not disappointed.
No. You know what? First of all, we should say we both watched episode 3. So
yes.
We're all up to every, we've seen all episodes. And that was a great episode. That really was action-packed, had some twists in it, things that we didn't see coming.
I'm hooked, and I feel like they're too short now.
Yes, because there's only 3 episodes left. We're already halfway through this series.
Yeah, but I feel like they could have gone another hour long on the episodes.
I thought so, too. All right, so by the way, spoiler alert, if you haven't watched episode 3 and you're listening to this podcast, you're going to find out. We're going to discuss what happened in episode 3. So the first thing I thought was really interesting is, we were kind of, you know, because I did some research on Marvel lore, and at the end of episode 2, we got introduced to this woman, Echo. We found out she's going to be Echo in an upcoming Disney Plus series, we're assumed. And I told you that Echo was the original Ronin.
Yeah.
And that's why Hawkeye went to Echo at the end of episode 2 is to explain what was going on and to return the suit. No, that's not at all what the case was.
No, we're getting the backstory of Echo, who is deaf, by the way. We learned early on in her childhood years that she had a very difficult upbringing, too. Mm. And she has a prosthetic. So she's dealing with some disabilities, but she's made them her strengths.
Yeah, that's the cool thing, because she's able to pick up on different aspects of people that she's battling with in martial arts. And she's been able to do this since she was a kid. And that's one of the skills that she has. In fact, she was intrigued that Hawkeye was wearing a hearing aid and told him he should just get rid of the hearing aid and do what she does and just pick up on other people's movements and so forth.
Yeah, that he was relying too much on technology. And that's most of the episode is him not hearing anything.
Yes, because she crushed his hearing aid. And also a lot of the episode, too, is Hawkeye came to realize that Kate really is a great archer as they fought the tracksuit mafia and this Echo character. And they fought them all throughout the city of New York. And that was very well done, very well produced. I mean, this series did not skimp on special effects.
No, it is amazing what every arrow does.
Yes.
And you don't know what she doesn't know what it's going to do, but it serves its purpose. But she, like you said, he admits to her that she's a great archer. Mm-hmm. And she's shocked at that because she's a super fan of Hawkeye.
Yeah.
And tells him that, you know, maybe he hasn't been branding himself correctly.
That's the interesting thing, too. There was a couple of Easter eggs in there also. Like, she said, you need to have a great suit, and drew up a suit for him and said, you need to brand yourself better. And Hawkeye explained, no, I'm exactly the opposite of that.
Yeah.
I need no branding at all. But here's a little Easter egg that a lot of people may not know, is that suit that she drew up, that's actually in the very first Hawkeye comic. That's how Hawkeye was presented. That's how he was drawn by the Marvel folks.
Yeah, with that H on his mask.
Yeah, big
H. And he said no.
Yeah, he said no, I'm not going to wear that. And the other, by the way, he used to drive that 1971 Challenger. That's why he didn't want to wreck it, because in the original comics, he drove a car like that. So that was an homage to the original comics. There were a couple Easter eggs there
from
the series.
And there's some mysteries here that obviously she's trying to uncover about Jack. Like, so her mom is going to get married to this guy who she believes is now a murderer. And it has some kind of secret he's hiding.
Yeah, there's that secret. Then there's also who's really in charge of the tracksuit mafia.
Yeah.
And there's supposed to be someone that you don't want to mess with. And there's speculation that we've been fooled before by this speculation.
Yeah.
I don't want to go down that road again. I'm cautious. But people are speculating that a Marvel character by the name of Kingpin, who was in another series, Daredevil on Netflix, is going to appear in one of the upcoming episodes. And there's supposed to be also another Marvel superhero that appears also. And there's only 3 episodes left, and he has to get home before Christmas.
I know, those poor kids wanting their dad back for Christmas.
I know. And, you know, it's kind of weird because I'm sitting there like thinking to myself, you gotta get home for Christmas.
Yeah, I mean, this is going fast and furious. I guess every Wednesday we're getting a new episode.
It drops at midnight, and as soon as we get a chance to watch it, we watch the Cowboys also, so I got in before the Cowboy game.
Yeah, I did too. I mean, it has been exciting, and I can't wait already for season two. I know we're not even at the end of season one, but I know this is going to continue. It's just so good and addictive.
Yeah, it really is. This was well done. They didn't skimp on any special effects, any of the production values. The story is complex and compelling, and there's so many questions we want answered. And like I said, you really want Hawkeye to get home for Christmas with his kids. And because of that, there's this time crunch that everything has to be done right now. And the producers of the show and the writers are really fulfilling that promise that, hey, we're going to have a lot of action because we only have a few days before Christmas.
Very action-packed every episode.
Yeah. All right. That's episode 3, Hawkeye on Hawkeye. Our second episode, their third. So
yes,
we will see you next week.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.